No such thing as having too much energy in a room, but I just want to tell you there's a lot of energy in this room, and it's really exciting, and I can't wait to hear from all of them and have them share that energy with you. The Food Pantries for the Capital District is a coalition of 56 food pantries in Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. They provide funding, delivery, coordination of services, and food drives, as well as education and training to their member food pantries. Their executive director is here, and we are thrilled to welcome Natasha Pernicka to the program. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good to be here. Thanks for having us.
It is wonderful to have you here, as always. A dear friend of this radio station, and me personally, and I thank you very much for being here. Also, we are talking about the Harvest Evening Celebration for the Food Pantries for the Capital Region. That takes place next Thursday at Revolution Hall in Troy, New York. We want to talk about that, and we have some other really special guests to talk about that with. Katie Dorn is a shareholder for Teal Becker Shermonti, a CPA firm and a presenting sponsor for the Harvest Evening Celebration. Katie, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Ruth Castle joins us, Assistant Director of Siena College's Academic Community Engagement for Community Engaged Teaching and Learning Community Development Certificates. How do you fit all that on a business card?
They're tucked in my drawer somewhere. I don't
Good
even hand them
Lord.
Out.
Good Lord. All right. We'll find out what all of that means in just a minute. Now, I was lucky enough to be at last year's Harvest Evening Celebration, and the star of that, who just took the place over, was Kizzy Williams, owner and chef of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen, right?
Yes, indeed.
And winner of two Harvest Evening Chef's Challenge Awards, and it is a great pleasure to have Kizzy Williams with us. Good morning.
Good morning. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
We love having you here. Thank you very much. All right, Natasha, we'll begin with you. This is always a cool event. I have, what is it, six or seven?
This is our sixth annual.
So I've been there from the beginning, and it's been all fun to watch it grow and go and be so popular. Why is it so important for what you do?
Well, as a system of food pantries, we're largely a charitable endeavor, and so we rely on individuals writing checks. That's how we do the good work that we do. Now we're more than 60 food pantries in the region. Each year, those food pantries are serving more than 47,000 people right here in the Capital District, and this money helps support our neighbors in our own community right here.
Now, you couldn't do this without a sponsor, so tell us a little bit about Katie and the work that their firm is doing.
Sure. We're so excited about TBC helping us put this program on, and Katie and everyone at TBC really care about the community and do a lot to help us throughout the year.
We're very honored to be able to sponsor this. The Food Pantries is one of our favorite charities that we will— throughout the year, we'll have food drives within our office. What we really like about the food pantries is the fact that they are a regional supplier to the food pantries throughout our region. We as a firm may want to do a food drive, but we don't know if the biggest need at this point in time is a food pantry in Troy or a food pantry in the Hill Towns or someplace in Schenectady or Albany. But if we can do a food drive and bring it to the food pantries of the Capital Region, they can distribute it where it is needed.
That's right. And there's always that need. That's the thing. There's always the need.
Yeah, hunger is a year-round problem. It's all year.
One of the recipients and one of the people that you will be recognizing at the celebration next week is Siena College for the work that they're doing. Before we talk to Ruth and try to figure out what her amazingly large title means. That's a lot. Yeah. We will ask you why the recognition.
So in our community, there's more than 1 in 10 people struggling with food insecurity. Food insecurity, you know, someone might not necessarily be starving, but they don't have the resources or access to enough food for a healthy and active life. More than 1 in 10 people right here in the Capital District. Based on the 47,000 people struggling or seeking food assistance at pantries, we know that there's a gap between people who are using food pantries for assistance and those who have a need. So we've been working on our Filling the Gap food pantry system and community needs assessment to make sure that food pantry resources are available to anyone who need food in a time of need.
So tell us a little bit about that system and assessment. How does it work?
Well, I would say we have really enjoyed working, by the way, with the food pantries. I think as a campus.
Aren't they fun?
They are.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Yeah, go ahead.
Besides being fun, I think that they're really a easy partner to work with. They think very creatively and innovatively about things to do in the community, which, related to my long title, helps me to get a lot of people from our campus involved. We have a Franciscan mission, which means people are really motivated to do work like this on campus. But we've had everything from our students, student researchers, faculty, clubs. We've been able to organize across campus people to work with Natasha and the food pantries. And some of that research is what we highlighted at a food summit that we ran together. And so I would say the Filling the Gap work that we do with them has been just a multi-year effort, and it's been very multifaceted in how we've done it.
And you can do a lot with that information, right, Natasha?
We're doing some program development, identifying the most underserved communities, and helping to do outreach, reducing stigma, a lot of things to make sure that people know that pantries are there, what a pantry is, that you're actually getting basically grocery items, fresh produce, cans of food as well, and that it can be a resource for people on a monthly basis.
And it is really a great stuff that is going on. And again, they will be Santa College and Ruth's great work will be recognized at the dinner next week. The celebration. There will be food. This is a really cool part of what you do. And this is, we're going to bring Kizzy into this conversation, but tell people how you do this with the food stations throughout the celebration, because it's really neat.
So one of the things we highlight at the event, we want people to really get a sense of the work that we do. And pantries distribute food based on the MyPlate model. It's the new food pyramid. So they're providing proteins and grains and fruits and vegetables. And so the chef's pantry challenge are there. They have to use items that are commonly distributed at a food pantry, and they can be creative and do tastings based on items in a food pantry. Some of the awards are simplest recipe to recreate at home. And that was one of the things that Kizzy really knocked out of the ballpark last year.
That's right.
Your shepherd's pie, Kizzy. My goodness.
Delicious.
Yes. Now, so all of that can be found in the food at the food pantry.
Yes, and that's what's so amazing about the food pantry, that people think that food pantries do not have great items. But as you can see, I won with the shepherd's pie. And all of those items come from the pantry. Instant potatoes, ground beef, mixed vegetables. Those things, you can do anything with it and make it taste good. And Ally B's, we are a great restaurant, and we make the best of food using food pantry items.
And I have to say that, yes, she used all food pantry items, but she also won the Community Choice Award, which meant hers was really tasty, and the people at the event voted hers the best, number one for Community Choice.
Absolutely.
And it was like an Iron Chef event. It was because it was so many different businesses there besides mine, and we all made dishes, but I won. And I grew up off the food pantry, so I was able to show what I have learned, you know, during the years, going to the food pantry, myself, getting the food, and you can make great dishes. Mm. So I'm very proud of the food pantry. It was fun, and look at me today. I own my own restaurant. I'm a single mother. And these are the things that the food pantry does for people. They give people that's in need great food. Mm. Beef, turkey, bananas, potatoes. Ally B's is in the Auburn Hill community. And so many people in the Auburn Hill community look for the food pantry. They provide food for these communities. And without the food pantry, a lot of people in this neighborhood may not have. So they're changing the neighborhood so that people can have. And I'm there to show people that you can use this food and make great dishes. And some people may be scared to go to the food pantry, but I'm here today to say if you need, go to the food pantry. They have fresh goods, fresh vegetables, good food, and look at me.
Look at you, indeed. Why do you think some people are scared? And I assume even at the beginning you were scared.
When you go to the food pantry, there's a lot of people that's in need. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, you may be middle class or you may be poor, but just because you're middle class don't mean you're not in need. Mm. You know, because sometimes you have bills, and sometimes those bills override your food when you're buying food. And I would say they're nervous because someone has given them something. When you're a hard worker, sometimes it's hard for you to take something from someone else when they want to give to you. So I would say today, thank you, Natasha, for your food pantry and my community, from the First Church that's on North Pearl, from the food pantry that's on Sheridan Avenue. Don't be afraid to go get that good food for your children, and it'll make your life easier. Don't be afraid. Just go get the goods, and there's people like Natasha ready to provide this for you in your community.
You know, one of the things, I just want to go back to what Natasha was saying about the food at the pantries is based on this MyPlate model. So you're not going to go in and find that this is all healthy, good stuff, which is to your point of that it's what you want to feed your family.
It's exactly what you want to feed your family. Yeah. You can make Italian food with the pantry food. You can make soul food with the Italian, with the pantry food. Greek food. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
So don't think that they may not have anything there for you, because they do. And what else can you ask for when you have people donating this to these communities so that the communities can continue to be healthy?
And that's the other thing is that, and I'm sure you see this in your community, of the need.
Yes, it is a need.
And the need, unfortunately, increases.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Because today is one day you may be, you know, you may have a lot today, and tomorrow you may not. But there's always great programs out there that's willing to help you, whether you're a single father, single mother, or whether you're a family with a husband and wife. And I can't ask for anything more. I'm so grateful for the pantry because, like I said before, they were in my life as a child and as an adult. Mm. And I love giving back. So being a part of this event makes me feel like I'm giving back, that I can show the people that come to this fundraiser and that's donating and buying the tickets to come to this fundraiser, look what you're giving these communities. This is the same food that they're eating, and it's good.
No, it's good.
All right, very, now. Very, and I can't wait until October 5th. Yeah. Because October 5th, there will be more great dishes. And I'm excited.
I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Oh, it's That'd a surprise.
Fun. All right. That sounds good. It's the 6th annual Harvest Evening Celebration to benefit the food pantries for the Capital Region. And when you see the great work that's being done, that has to make you feel good, right?
I think I'm honored to be a part of the food pantries. And, you know, Kizzy was talking about the Arbor Hill neighborhood, but I think people in the Capital Region, when they realize that there's food pantries in almost every single community, urban, rural, suburban,
that's right.
People in need are everywhere. And you're talking about people who are working. There are people who are working and they're just not making enough to make ends meet. A medical bill happens, their car breaks. You know, it's expensive to get your car fixed, and that's, you know, people have to pay their bills. So knowing, you know, as a parent, I can't imagine, you know, parents end up skipping meals so that their kids have food to eat. Well, what happens when you skip a meal? You're not going to perform as well at work.
Right.
So this impacts people in a lot of ways, their health. So just making sure that people have a resource for food is so important. And dollars go far. A dollar for a pantry can buy up to more than 6 pounds of food. So a dollar for a pantry can often go farther than if you go to a grocery store for a food drive. While food drives mm-hmm. are important, dollars can go farther for the pantries.
The fundraiser is the Harvest Evening Celebration. It's their sixth annual. It's going to be happening next Thursday at Revolution Hall in Troy, New York. You can find out more by going to thefoodpantries.org, thefoodpantries.org, and find out all about the wonderful work that the food pantries do, as well as their Harvest Evening Celebration. And it's a great evening. It's a lot of fun. There's silent auctions. There's great music. There's a lot of wonderful people to meet and to talk to, and everybody's having a great time. It's just a lot of fun. So I look forward to it, and we'll be there next week, so it'll be fun.
Thank you so much for having us on, Joe, and I want to thank all of our sponsors and chefs and judges and volunteers and everyone who makes this work possible. We couldn't do it without all of you, so thank you.
Natasha Pernicka, Katie Doran, Ruth Castle, and Kizzy Williams, a great pleasure to have you all here. Have a beautiful event, and thank you very much for sharing with us. Natasha, we'll see what kind of trouble we can get into during the fun drive.
Yes, I love it.
Excellent. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.